Chapter 5, Govinda Lilamrita, Part 2, Mid-morning or Forenoon Pastimes, 8:24 to 10:48. Somehow, the Brijbasis recover from their intense separation, leaving Krishna, going into the forest with his cows. The assistant Sakis revive their unconscious Yuteswaris, group leaders, and escort them home. Radha returns home, prepares for Surya Puja, and cooks sweets for Shyam. These Sakis appear like one mechanical doll moving another. Kundalata, though heartbroken herself, somehow manages to awaken Radha and the other unconscious Sakis, who had fainted in Krishna's separation, and she manages to take them home, their minds stolen by Krishna, the senseless bodies of the Brijbasis move only out of habit. Thus they appear like liberated souls. Back in Yavat, Jatila is busy making cow dung patties and eagerly awaiting Radha's return. Kundalata awakens Radha from her stupor as they near Yavat. Although Kundalata always desires to unite Radha with Krishna, she addresses Jatila, "O saintly one, please accept my obeisances. Here is your auspicious daughter-in-law. As I have promised to you, I have carefully escorted her so expertly that Krishna did not even see her shadow. O respected one, since Brijeshri was very pleased with Radha's cooking for her son, she gave Radha many costly ornaments and clothes that surpass the wealth of the ocean, Varunadeva. Even the heavenly queen, the wife of Indra, Shachi Devi, has never seen such amazing gems and jewelry." Jatila rejoices to see that Kundalata has protected Radha's chastity, secured Yashoda's blessings and gifts, and brought home vast wealth. Jatila considers that Kundalata is the right person to protect her self-interest. So she praises her. "Oh, my child Kundalate, please come. Are you feeling well? Your presence is very auspicious." "Aha! I am so pleased to see your affection for my daughter-in-law. I bless you to be the mother of 7 illustrious sons. Since you are chaste and bold, you can protect the chastity of others. Therefore, you are just like me. In fact, Purnamasi has advised me, a faithful wife brings fame, wealth, and long life to her husband. Thus, I am putting Radha in your care, for only you can protect her chastity. Sadhus state that Dharma awards wealth and sense enjoyment. This is eternal truth. Therefore, by engaging my daughter-in-law in religious activities, my son's wealth has and will continue to increase. O Kundalate, I have only one son, and for his welfare and family reputation, please properly guide Radha and engage her in Surya Puja. Then Jatila turns to Radha and says, O child, bring a copper bowl, reddish milk from a brown cow, yogurt, ghee, molasses, red flowers, keshar, red sandal paste, and a lotus garland. Go with Kundalata to perform Surya Puja under the guidance of an expert Brahmin or Gargi, the daughter of Gargamuni. Hey Lalite, you are an outspoken chaste lady, so never allow Radha to pass from your sight even for a moment. If by chance Nanda Nandan's bodily fragrance should enter your nostrils, offer your respects to that direction and keep your distance. Hey Lalite Kundalate, I place my daughter-in-law, Radha, in your care so I can finish my work. I have a lot of cow dung paddy still to make. Becoming intoxicated from drinking the honey-sweet instructions of Jatila, the splendidly shaped gopis stagger a bit as they walk away. Somehow they sober up and carefully bring Radha inside the house and lay her upon a bed. Then Radha's maidservants wash, dry, and massage her lotus feet, along with other services. Radha's friend Narmada arrives with a basket of blooming flowers, which include Malika, Rangan, Karnika, Bakula, Patali, Madhavi, Navamalika, Juti, Champak, Nagakeshar, Labanga, and lotus flowers, all sent from the forest by Brinda Devi. All these flowers were kissed by honeybees. With the utmost artistic skill, Radha strings a Vaijayanti garland that will later hang as a victory flag on Krishna's beautiful, enchanting body. Radha scents that Vaijayanti garland with camphor and Krishna aguru. Nothing but the abode of Cupid can compare with this elegant flower garland. Radha rolls betel nuts, nutmeg, cardamom, camphor, catechu, and other ingredients in a golden palm leaf for Krishna's tambul. This tasty tambul, personally prepared by Radha, will enliven Krishna's eyes, color his moon-like face, and arouse his affection. Why? Because this tambul is mixed with Radha's bodily fragrance and her heart's passion. Lalita says, O Tulsi, give this garland and paan to Krishna. Meet with Brinda and Subal and return quickly to tell us the location of today's Sanket Kunj. Tulsi then departs with Kasturi Mundri. Radha enters the kitchen with her sakis, who are all talented cooks, to prepare the sweets Karpur Keli, Amrit Keli, Ladus, and others to satisfy Krishna's mind and senses later in the day. Even though Radha has sent Tulsi to meet Krishna, and even though Radha is engaged in Krishna's service, still her chakora-like heart intensely hankers to drink the sweet nectar from the moon of Krishna's face. In this condition, Radha feels the separation of a moment from Shyam to be 1,000 yugas. Thus ends chapter 5.